Amazing. Juliet has given us a verse that she would like us to read today. And it comes from Psalm 29:11. And we might have it up on the screen in a moment, but it's a nice short one. So if you want, we can just close your eyes and let it wash over. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. And that's Psalm 29:11. We as a church have gotten to see two baptisms in 2 weeks. Last week, Faz, and today, Juliet. But why do we do baptism? If you've been around church for a while, particularly a Baptist church or a similar faith tradition, today might feel really familiar. It might feel really normal, actually. It's something that, yep, this is what we do, that we're used to this. But I know that is not the case for everyone. And I know for some, the question, why? Why would you do baptism? Why would you build a hole in the middle of your stage? And every now and then, lift up a lid, and every now and then, fill it with water. And you can't guarantee how warm that water's going to be, by the way. And why, in the middle of winter, when you're all cold, would you get in, often fully clothed, and ask someone else to dunk you into that water and bring you back out? Why? Why would you do that? Something that might feel quite familiar to so many of us, when we actually step back and objectively ask that question, there's got to be a good reason why we would choose to do that, right? So why? Why do we do baptism? What is the why behind it? If you're an adult and you've been around our church and you were here in our church in February, we actually did a sermon series throughout the month of February, and it was called Why Do We Do What We Do? And baptism was actually one of the messages we focused on. So today, we're going to actually have a little bit of a reminder, have a little bit of a snapshot, an overview of looking at why do we do what we do? Why do we do baptism? If you are an adult and you weren't here in February, and today it gives a little bit of a taster, it's a little bit of an overview, it's a little bit shorter, but you actually want to go in and listen to the full amount, then that's still on our websites, on our Spotify as well. In February, why do we do what we do? So we invite you to have a listen if you want. But today, a little bit of a snapshot. I also know our kids weren't in when we had that message in February as well. So kids, maybe today you might be wondering, why do we do what we do? Why do we do baptism? One of the first reasons we do baptism is because we call it a symbolic declaration. Now, those are really big words. Can you say it with me? Symbolic?
Symbolic.
Declaration.
Declaration.
It's a symbolic declaration of our faith. Now, what do I mean by that? What do those big words mean? It's something that we can see with our eyes, and sometimes something that we can feel with our hands, or something that we could even do with our body, that tells everyone else a little bit of something that is true on the inside, something that we can't normally see. Now, Juliet plays basketball. I think she might even have some teammates here today. Is that right? We've got a few of her basketball teammates. Now, I've left something down here, so let me have a look. Now, when you play basketball or any sport, if people should play other sports, what do you put on to show everyone what team you play for? Juliet, what do you put on? A jersey. In fact, here's one I prepared earlier. Juliet's jersey, as it happens. A basketball jersey, it is something that we put on as a symbol. It's something that we can see, something that we can touch. And it tells us who that person who's wearing it, which team they have chosen to play for, who they have chosen to belong to. Baptism can be a little bit like that basketball jersey in the way that it is a symbol. Baptism is an outward action that we choose to do that shows or tells others of something that is true for us on the inside that we can't normally always see. Now, this jersey, it is not a magic jersey. It does not have magical powers. It's made out of just fabric. I don't know what kind of fabric. It's nice and soft, but it's just ordinary fabric. When Juliet or when anyone puts on their jersey, they don't magically become a part of the team. It's not like I put on the jersey, I'm part of the team, and I take it off and I'm no longer a part of the team. In fact, if Juliet showed up to practice midweek wearing just hoodie and jeans, and she gets on the court and she starts playing with her teammates, she is just as much a part of her team as when she comes and puts on the jersey. For us, in the Baptist tradition, baptism can be similar. Today, something very significant happened. Something important happened, but nothing magical happened. The water that Juliet was baptized in is water. I saw it come out of the tap yesterday with my own eyes. It is water. But we know that that water, that baptism, it is symbolic of a greater truth. Juliet didn't magically become a Christian today when she stepped into that water. We heard her testimony. We heard her story. She chose to follow Jesus a long time ago. Today, she just metaphorically put on the jersey, standing before her friends and family and church, and publicly declared what has been true for her on the inside for a long time now. So why? Why water? Why baptism? If it's a symbol, why? Why do we go in the water as a symbol? Romans 6 tells us that when we are baptized into Jesus' death and resurrection. But what does that mean? We've got an image up on the screen. Baptism is like a picture. That's where we say it's a symbol. It's like a picture. And it tells the story of Jesus, of him dying on the cross and then coming back to life. When someone is baptized, they go down into the water and it symbolizes joining Jesus in a burial of dying to our old self. What do we mean by the old self? We're talking about a life without God. The old self being a law unto ourselves, living for ourselves, not living for anything bigger or greater. And when we come up out of the water, it is a symbol or a picture of us coming up out into our new life. What do we mean by new life? We mean a life where we have chosen to live with God, with Jesus, equipped, empowered by the Holy Spirit. This is why we as a Baptist church, what we call full immersion baptism, you might have seen in other faith traditions, they don't fully go under the water. For us as Como Baptist Church, it's important that we go fully under the water. Why? Because we're joining Jesus in his story, in the death fully, and coming out, symbolizing coming out into a new life. Here's the really cool thing about living a life rising up out of the water. The cool thing, Romans 6:8. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about a new life. We're talking about a life that is now with God, getting to go out, God's Spirit with us, equipping us, helping us and guiding us. Now, Juliet, you shared with us today Psalm 29:11, and we read, "The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace." This is what Juliet has said yes to when stepping up out of the water. She said yes to a life with the presence of God. That is a big part of the difference between the old life and the new life. Getting to live with God's strength and with his peace. When someone steps out of the baptism waters and heads into their life doesn't suddenly just become easy. You know, just because I've been baptized, it doesn't mean that I'm going to stop having fights with my brothers and sisters. It doesn't mean that now that I'm living a life with God, I'm no longer scared of the dark. It doesn't mean now that I'm living a life with God, that I'm never going to fall over and hurt myself. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about going out into life with God, with the Spirit, living in us, and the Lord giving us strength, and the Lord blessing us with peace. As we go out into our week this week, whether we've been baptized or not, we can always choose to step out with God with us. Nothing magical happens. God is a God that can be present for any of us. It's just simply turning our eyes to Him, praying, asking for Him, saying yes to Him in the way that Juliet has. And God wants to live a life with His people. God wants to bless His people with strength and peace. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you that you invite us into a life with you. Thank you that we don't have to walk through life on our own, but that we are always, that you are always with us. Help us to trust you. Help us to follow you and to remember that you give us strength and peace. Amen.